What's up, party people? It's your boy Ubiquitous from the Rock Solid Radio Show. Just letting you know to check out the Patreon page for the CSPN, where you can find exclusive paid content not found through the free outlets. That's www.patreon.com/CSPNmedia. Go there to check out exclusive paid content for the Rock Solid Radio Show, as well as other CSPN Media podcasts. This week's episode of the Rock Solid Radio Show is brought to you by Funko, fun at first sight. Funko is your home for exclusive collectibles such as their world-famous pop vinyl bobbleheads, apparel, t-shirts, hats, socks, and brand merchandise, including custom do-it-yourself pop figures, art books, and skateboards. And now, listeners of the Rock Solid Radio Show can enjoy 10% off of your entire purchase when shopping at Funko. To place your first order with 10% off, and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us. Click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page, and from there, scroll down to the Funko link and place your order. When you get to the checkout, put in the offer code SHOP10 for your 10% off discount. Funko through cspn.us. Do it today. And now, let's start the show.
The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
I was about to say, why are you waiting until the damn...
Didn't happen until you stepped on the court. There you go. Woo.
Yes, yes. Brand new show. Brand new decade.
Man.
First show of the new year.
Although we might be talking about some old shit, so there's that.
Well, we always talk about old shit because when we actually publish. As opposed to when we record. What did we say the new motto was for 2020?
Get in, loser, we're podcasting.
I thought it was anybody can get it.
Oh.
I mean, that could be a creed. I think that's always been the creed, though.
That's terrible.
This is true.
Anyone, though?
Yeah. Yeah, anyone. Anyone, except for Oprah.
anyone. I don't give a fuck.
It's interesting that you mentioned Oprah. When we talk later about one of our stories, I will tell you something that someone said about Oprah.
Oprah putting in some rock solid bread.
I wish.
Yeah. But see, I'm keeping hope alive. That's why we're not saying anything bad about Oprah.
No, we're not saying anything bad about Oprah. No.
It's the Rock Solid Radio Show. Get in, loser. We're podcasting. Ha! In the year 2020. You know, I'm not going to be able to remember saying all of that when I'm extremely intoxicated going forward.
And why are we not at that stage right now?
What, extremely intoxicated? You fucking lush.
I'm just saying.
I feel pretty good.
I'm joking. I won't say I'm nice. I don't know about you.
I can smoke some more, but I'm pretty good. I'm not struggling.
I could light this. I ain't gonna talk bad about your blunt rolling tie, but I could light this. But I'm just scared that.
I brought blunt. How about that? True. I can stop bringing blunts.
Oh,
you ungrateful sons of bitches.
Hey.
But Tam don't care if she got to smoke it out of a damn tin can. She's not turning down free weed.
Shut up. I've smoked out of a can before.
So have I. I heard a Katrina survivor. You think I can find fucking blunts?
True. Indeed.
I mean, I treat hurricanes like snowstorms. You're supposed to have the blunts already.
Niggas looted the damn stores and shit. You couldn't find blunts anywhere.
You didn't know that storm was coming the night before?
Damn, my nigga.
Dog.
I'm talking about a week in.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you were talking about like the next day.
Nah, son.
I'm talking about a week in when shit still wasn't functioning.
Right.
But that first day afterwards, you probably like, you know, you had blunts. You like,
well, fuck yeah, I had weed.
Niggas living life to that second week.
I had weed, so hell yeah, I had blunts.
Niggas are living life, and then 3 days later, it was 3 days.
Woo! All right.
Niggas make
pipes out of aluminum foil.
Hey.
I did that too.
I have not done that, but whatever you gotta do, I'm no judgments.
You never made a pipe out of aluminum foil?
I have not.
See,
I've also never smoked out of an apple.
I've never done that. No, that I have not done.
That's really some white
people. I have right smoked there. Out of a pickle jar bong.
I've never smoked out of any like homemade bong.
That shit was.
I mean, bottles and shit, like soda bottles, like
no bullshit.
No, not even that. Wait, no, I take that back. No, when I was in college, somebody like sawed off like the top of a 2 liter bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And like transformed it into some
to a gravity bong. Yeah.
I know is I was fucked. No, they didn't. No, because they didn't have the bottom part of the bottle. It was like a shot. I don't know what it was. I just know that I was like super duper duper fucked up.
Yeah.
The bongs get you there though.
Yeah.
They do. We don't utilize my bong enough. We should probably do that.
Are you talking about we as in the Rock House or we as in you and your family?
Both.
I'm about to say, you holding out. See, my bong is actually in storage in Vegas. So,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know, right? Because I was, you know, a little skittish about bringing on a plane.
Oh, that's
road trip.
Right.
My I got mine at the flea market, and it's actually, I don't want to call it rubber because it's not rubber, but it is a material that cannot be broken. Because I've had two bongs get broken before because young children run and knock shit over.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was like, I need something that's durable.
Was it Michael Phelps approved?
Of course it was. He came through and smoked.
Man. I wouldn't mind smoking with Michael Phelps. That'd be interesting to see what that life is like. He's got ADHD, so I wonder if he likes indica or sativa.
Yo, smoking with white people is fucking amazing.
It is.
White people get you fucked up.
They do.
They really will.
Like, uber fucked up. They have all the... I mean, granted, we are to the point now where the weed we smoke has names, but they've been on, like...
The different strains and what the strains do.
Which one's good for what. Yo, have you ever had Alaskan Thunderfuck?
No.
yo, that is some shit that'll have you like cleaning and fixing a car and like getting a massive amount of shit done.
Oh, okay. Sounds great.
Yeah.
We got a nice little show lined up for you all to start off the new year. But first, of course, I have to introduce my illustrious... Well, damn, I didn't even introduce myself yet. Bringing in the new year, it's your humble host, Ubiquitous. I'm not even going to give you my aliases. That's how humble I am this week.
This week.
That's for you, Dr. Tim.
Appreciate it.
And of course, the, you know, effeminate voice you hear in the background.
That would be me.
The illustrious Dr. Tim.
How y'all doing? I hope that your year has started off well and things are, you know, looking up for you. Sincerely hope that.
And then, of course, as always, the man with the master plan, my motherfucking best friend, my right hand. Yo, nigga. My nigga. Todd Digger.
Let's get it, nigga. Let's get it.
That's all you got this week?
That's all I got this week. I'm ready to jump into the show.
Let's get it, nigga. All right. So what we got first up in the docket, Dr. Tam?
It depends on what exactly you want to talk about. Do you want to start with sports or do you want to start with other shit?
Well, I told you what we could open up with.
Sports, nigga.
So this is why we can't smoke you out before a show.
No.
You don't take effective notes.
You don't put numbers next to the shit you write down.
You don't take copious notes.
No, because you know what happened? There was a story that I read to you guys, and you were like, yo, we're going to open up with that one.
The sports one.
That wasn't the last thing I said. The last thing I said was about Bloomberg.
No, you didn't say open up with that. You said in with it.
Okay, so we have like...
No. I think that might have been the one that I said
open up. You want to open up with Bloomberg?
And the what's call it? And his workforce.
We should really talk about the shit before the show starts.
Well, I mean, we kind of did. But you can't just depend on me to always take the notes.
The fuck else are you good for? I'm joking.
I'm good for a lot of things. You just don't.
You gotta start bringing snacks too.
Once again, when I get a full-time job, I will definitely handle that.
Make that shit happen. I
had an interview. I'm waiting to hear back from the motherfuckers.
Well, in the meantime, take my fucking notes. But anyway,
make the snacks happen. I don't care. You gotta rob a nigga.
Wow. I'll rob a motherfuckers for snacks now.
Give me your Dana Danes, them car keys. And I want some cheese. And I want some cheeseburgers. Mm-mm. Extra pickles.
I said with cheese, motherfucker. Don't get shot over them.
We are not going to bring up Menace to Society.
We just did.
You trying to get deep?
Oh, you a baller. You a baller, huh?
I can't imagine getting jacked at the drive-thru.
Trying to get some food and go home.
Nigga just had the munchies.
Right, I was gonna say, you might be high and you got the munchies. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga came up on you.
Nigga just climbed about some ass.
You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta give up your car and buy this motherfucker some food.
He might have shot me over that, dog. Why? I gotta draw the line at some point.
Dog, you can take the ride, but you are not gonna make me feed your munchies.
Hell no.
Get your old goddamn cheeseburgers, right. Nigga.
You ain't got no cheese at home? You can't cut off no government cheese?
You know they charge extra for that shit.
For real.
Anyway.
I wish they didn't, though. That was some bullshit.
You know the dairy farmers got to get that cut?
Yep.
And dairy farmers are getting fucked over right now. There are, like, so many of them going under because we don't really drink milk the way that we used to. And so I'm like, hey.
Some would argue that's not a bad thing. Some
no,
would.
Exactly. No, I'm not saying one way or the other. Like, I haven't sat and drank a glass of milk, and I don't know.
How I mean, I eat cereal still. And Mrs. Baked Cakes, so.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I use milk for. It's just for cooking purposes.
For the most part.
And fuck them. They shouldn't have voted for Trump.
Every now and then I will have a bowl of cereal. Because, you know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Cocoa Pebbles.
Nigga.
Yeah.
See, I'm more of a Cocoa Krispies chick because Cocoa Pebbles get too soggy in the milk for. I mean, Cocoa Krispies get soggy in the milk too, but it's like Cocoa Pebbles get soggy like immediately.
What's the difference between Cocoa Krispies? Cocoa Krispies is made by Malto Meal. That's the only difference.
I personally prefer.
I prefer Malto Meal cereals, actually, but. Go ahead.
I prefer Cocoa Krispies. I really love Cocoa Puffs, but they fuck up the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, I was off Cocoa Puffs a while ago. They're hard. Like they're like jawbreakers. Like seriously, it's like eating jawbreakers in milk.
Mmm. Y'all niggas grown still eating cereal that cut up the roof of your mouth, dog.
I'm sorry, nigga, that you be eating Kashai and shit right, like that. Rice Chex and shit like that.
Y'all niggas.
You old motherfucker.
Y'all niggas. Y'all niggas still eating King Vitamins and shit like that.
Hey, if it tastes good, I'm gonna fucking eat it.
Nah.
That's what I say.
I love Fruit Loops.
Fuck King Vitamin.
I've never had King Vitamin.
I'm surprised you let that one slide.
Fruit Loops are delicious.
I'm surprised you let that one slide.
I've never had King Vitamin.
No, you didn't hear what I said. Never mind.
Yeah, I heard what you said. I'm just not going to give that any energy.
You don't let me have any fun.
You can go over in the corner and have your own fun if you want to.
And not till you leave. Anyway.
Looking around the room, where is the lotion up in this hoe? No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you.
Not until you leave.
Do you look like...
Huh? What?
I was going to say, do you use some type of lubricant or is it a dry jack?
Never a dry jack. No, I respect myself. Come on. Do you like dry head? No, exactly. That part.
I mean, some motherfuckers dry jack.
I just. Mm-mm. No.
Well,
I don't like Indian burn. Just saying. Well, that totally went off the rails for a minute.
Totally went away from what we were gonna talk about.
Digga just sitting back like, oh shit, these niggas. It's the first show of the new decade.
And we still on the old shit.
Yeah, anyway, we gonna stay on that shit. I'm just saying. But
no, so what we're saying about Michael Bloomberg is apparently, it was discovered that one of the vendors that he was using for his campaign employed the use of prison call centers to make Bloomberg's presidential phone calls. And on the one hand, folks might be like...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, let me not even say on the one hand, because I'm gonna let y'all talk. Just let me finish. You have to understand that this is a man who was a hardcore advocate for the expansion of stop and frisk. That had a lot of black and brown people end up in jail and prison for...
He's a white